and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary, and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC BlueBay's Leveraged Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. Macro and trade themes are back driving markets this week as this lull in summer new issue supply is underway. Trump announced that the U.S. would send additional weaponry to Ukraine via NATO and stated that this will be paid for by the EU nations. The U.S. Treasury plans to issue a slug of T-bills as it rebuilds cash balances following the debt ceiling increase. China's June trade numbers came in ahead of expectations, which included exports and posted a 5.8% growth in USD terms led by fertilizers. But the big news this week will be how the market handicaps the threat of 30% tariffs on Europe by August 1st. For now, the market is taking it in stride and assumes that something will be worked out in time. It is a taco trade or the Great American International Negotiation, a taco trade or a gain trade. The reality is that given the run we've had in risk assets, clearly the market has focused on avoiding the mistakes of April. We'll see CPI and PPI data on Tuesday and Wednesday. Treasuries have drifted wider over the last few weeks and are approaching local wides. Credit spreads have stabilized at tighter levels as strong technicals and optimism around 2Q numbers take front and center. To that end, we will see 2Q bank earnings out of the USG SIBs, JP Morgan, B of A, Citi, Morgan Stanley, and Goldman, as well as the start of earnings from US regional banks, M&T, Citizens, US Bank, and so on. All eyes will be on the evolution of asset quality and changes in banks' views of the macro environment, since the last time we had bank earnings was directly after Liberation Day, and the impact of market and economic volatility was unknown. John Guanera, our senior financials analyst, expects the management teams will be remain relatively sanguine in their outlooks and for the expectation of stable asset quality metrics. The G-SIBs should benefit from higher trading activity as the more market volatility post-Liberation Day helped to boost trading revenues. Finally, following the recent favorable bank stress test results, bank earnings provide management teams the opportunity to discuss shareholder distribution plans and adjustments to their long-term capital strategy. Several clients have asked about liquidity recently. FINRA reported average daily U.S. high yield volumes have been about $17.1 billion per day thus far in 2025, which sets a new record and is 14% in terms of growth year over year. There are many different ways to slice and dice this data, and JP Morgan estimates that the average daily trading volume is actually closer to plus 19% year over year. The point is the same. The roughly $1.4 trillion U.S. high yield bond market is getting more and more liquid. Liquidity litmus test is usually how the market responds in drawdowns, and volumes in April were robust. The size and scale of issuers in the benchmark has drawn the attention of mutual funds, insurance companies, long-short equity funds, quant funds, ETFs, and large institutional allocators who see the value in tradable corporate credit. We don't expect that theme to change. So as always, thanks for your time and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.